Recorded books and one-click digital present Treachery at Lancaster Gate, a Charlatan Thomas Pitt novel by Anne Perry, narrated by Jenny Sterlin. Chapter 1. Pitt stood in the middle of the street looking at the smouldering ruins of the house. The fire brigade had thoroughly hosed the small bursts of flame here and there, and the water had puddled on the floor and settled into the craters left by the bomb that had detonated approximately 45 minutes ago. It was midday, but the sky was still clouded with smoke, and the stench of it was everywhere. Pitt moved out of the way as two ambulance men lifted a wounded man onto a makeshift litter and carried him out to the waiting ambulance. The horses were shifting their weight impatiently. They knew the smell of burning in the early winter air, and each crash of collapsing timber startled them, though they waited obediently.
"That's it, sir," the white-faced constable said to Pitt, blinking rapidly.
Perhaps it was the smoke that stung the man's eyes, but more probably it was emotion. All of the men who had been caught in the explosion were police, five of them altogether.
"That's the last of them out."
"Thank you," Pitt acknowledged the words.
"How many dead?"
"Hobbs and Newman, sir. We didn't move the bodies."
The constable coughed and tried to clear his throat.
"Ednam, Bosany and Yarcombe are pretty badly injured, sir."
"Thank you," Pitt repeated.
His mind was teeming with thoughts, and yet he couldn't come up with anything to say that would give any real comfort to the constable. Pitt was head of Special Branch. That discreet.